Chapter 9. The increase of Big Brother satellites. The second type of Big Brother surveillance system they've already put into place is the satellite system. That's right, I'm talking about the Big Brother eye in the sky that's watching us all the time, 24/7. You see, apparently, just to make sure that we're always under the careful, ever-watchful eye of Big Brother, they're not only storing a massive amount of database information on us right now as we speak, but they're even monitoring our every move with cameras from above, and unfortunately, it's going to lead to a horrible slaughter in the 7-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Matthew 24:15-22. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect those days will be shortened.
Now, according to our text, the Bible clearly says that during the 7-year tribulation, after the Antichrist shows his true colors and goes into the rebuilt Jewish temple to declare himself to be God, the abomination of desolation that was spoken of by the prophet Daniel, and that's what Jesus is referring to here, what's going to happen at that time. What does Jesus tell the people to do? He said you need to be fleeing, right? You need to get out of there in quick flight, right? Why? Because other passages tell us that Antichrist is going on a hunting spree at that time. He's going to be hunting people down and killing them. It's going to lead to another horrible Holocaust, starting with the Jewish people.
Zechariah 13:8-9. In the whole land, declares the Lord, 2/3 will be struck down and perish, yet 1/3 will be left in it. This third I will bring into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them, I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God.
So here we have some good news / bad news going on in this text. The good news is that the Jewish people finally turned back to God at this point. But the bad news is that it comes at a horrible price. Just the Jewish people alone. 2/3 of them are going to die at the hands of the Antichrist and only 1/3 are going to be left. Another horrible Jewish Holocaust is coming, the Bible is unfortunately very clear about that. But that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the slaughter that the Antichrist is going to be a part of during the 7-year tribulation. A massive amount of people are going to die during that time frame.
Revelation 6:3-4. And verses 7 and 8. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, Come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, Come. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
So here we see after the first seal is opened, the second seal is opened, and a global war breaks out that the Antichrist is a part of. Just to give you an idea of how big that number really is, if this war were to break out today, the death toll would be over 1.8 billion people. Nearly 2 billion people are going to die in this war in the first half of the 7-year tribulation. How many of you would say that's pretty bad? But that's still not all. The Bible says another third of the planet is going to be wiped out after that in the second half of the 7-year tribulation.
Revelation 9:15. And the four angels, who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, were released, so that they would kill a third of mankind.
So here we see yet another slaughter. 1/3 of the earth is going to die in this battle. And if you subtract this number from the first slaughter, this is going to be another 1.8 billion. Interesting math, when you bust out the calculator. So that means, just in these two judgments alone, 3.6 billion people, about half of our current planet, are going to die, not even counting the second unfortunate Jewish Holocaust. And here's the point. No wonder Jesus said it's going to be the worst time in mankind's history. And no wonder there's an urgency to accept him now so you can avoid the whole thing. And no wonder Jesus said for those who unfortunately rejected him and found themselves in this horrible time frame, in the 7-year tribulation, that your only option is to flee, right? Remember what he said? You better make flight, you better run, you better flee, and you better do it fast. Don't go back into your house, don't go to your workplace, don't get anything, just get out of there now, right? Why? Because a horrible slaughter's coming. Half the population of the planet is going to be annihilated. And here's my point. I believe this satellite system that they've already put into place is going to help them get the job done. Whether you realize it or not, right now, Big Brother not only knows everything we do, everything we say, everything we think with this information system we saw last time, but they've even developed a system that monitors everywhere we go with satellites. Right now, we are secretly being monitored anytime, anywhere, on the whole planet, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with satellites. And I'm not talking just about the military satellites that have been going on for a long time, many decades, from a multitude of countries, including our own. I'm just talking about the plethora of satellites orbiting our planet right now from businesses, private entities, scientists, you name it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're monitoring our planet live. In fact, here's one system they put together called LIVE, Earth.
LIVE, Earth is a real-time mapping platform for visualizing time series data and live data streams. LIVE, Earth delivers real-time situational awareness to help organizations make time-critical data-driven decisions leveraging information from different sources. LIVE, Earth helps correlate events and uncover patterns and trends by synchronizing weather radar, traffic conditions, connecting cars, transportation sensors, video management systems, shock detection sensors, and more. This touchscreen software is built with an intuitive interface that requires little or no training because it borrows concepts from your smartphone and tablet like pinch and zoom maps in an interactive timeline like you use to record and play your favorite TV shows. LIVE, Earth also provides instant replay which lets you play, pause, and rewind that special data over time. To quickly reconstruct recent scenarios. LIVE, Earth is configurable and extensible, allowing you to add and remove data sources, live feed, and app players to suit your operational needs. LIVE, Earth's advanced visualization delivers the right information at the right time, helping you make the right decisions. With LIVE, Earth, you can see all your streaming data in one place to quickly understand what's happening and act fast when it matters most.
Yeah, you know, like when somebody tries to run and hide when an order is given to worship the Antichrist, anyone feeling like a caged rat? But how many of you had any idea that this was going on as you read this? As you saw, the whole planet is being watched live in minute detail. And did you catch that one part? Apparently it's being recorded live as well, because you can even stop, fast forward, rewind, just like a DVR from the sky, and see what went on at any time just in case you missed it. In fact, and again, I'm not just talking military satellites, but we have so many satellites monitoring our every move from the sky, that they even have apps to see just how many are monitoring you at any given time.
All about Android reports. So summertime calls for warm nights out backyards, hopefully not too much light pollution, and while you are just looking up at the stars to see what's going on up there, what you see might not be a star but actually a satellite. And if you want to figure out what satellite is flying over you, there's an app for that. This app is called Satellite Tracker. You select how you would like to search for a satellite. You can search by radius, you can search by a globe mechanism, you can search by satellite name, if you know the name of the satellite you would like to find, or you can do a map search. It will search wherever you want it to. So, we are going to use that one. We are going to figure out what is flying over us right now. If anything. As you can see, this is a map of the world. If I zoom into the United States and zoom in just above San Francisco, Santa Rosa, there are several overhead, and I will just pick this one. As I confirm this point, a large circle shows the coverage. You can expand how much of the radius you want, confirm the category, and all those satellites are above us right now.
And notice they're moving in real time, tracking your every move, and most people have no clue this is going on, and there's a ton of them. In fact, that's still the tip of the iceberg. Here's a photo from the ESA or European Space Agency showing just how many satellites are up there. It's a little crowded, don't you think? It's crazy. Again, Are you starting to feel like a caged rat being watched? The satellites I'm talking about today are not even the military ones. But it's now common knowledge, as we've seen in previous chapters, that this kind of tracking system is already being used to monitor the locations of, yes, of military personnel, but also boat traffic around the world. Garbage men in England are being watched right now from the sky on their jobs in order to make sure that they don't linger in one spot too long. In fact, England is even using satellites to measure the speed of motorists from space. You don't have a radar detector on Earth for that one. They're also monitoring farming land in Australia, not to mention around the world, right now, for food production and crop yields. And even here in America, satellites are being used by state governments to search for unreported improvements that might increase property taxes, to check for water use permits, find improper tree cutting, and even seeing whether or not you turned your lights off on your house to conserve energy. Yeah, go Green Deal. In fact, many of these different companies have launched satellites around the Earth that specifically pick up and track signals from the chips in your phones, not to mention other kinds of microchips. For instance, Motorola a couple decades ago launched 66 low-orbiting satellites that have that capability. This is their live animated satellite coverage photo of not just a single satellite, but all 66 satellites that, as you can see, provide continuous coverage of the whole planet all at the same time. They call them satellite constellations. Groupings of satellites that cover the whole planet simultaneously. So, think of this scenario. Here you have a system of satellites that continuously monitor the planet all at the same time for microchips, and imagine in some horrible future timeframe scenario like the 7-year tribulation, and for those who unfortunately take the mark of the beast, which might also be some type of microchip device, then can you imagine what the Antichrist could do with all this? If you ever tried to disobey or flee, there's no place to hide on the whole planet. These satellites are tracking the whole planet all at the same time in one continuous feed, they'll find that microchip. And again, that's just Motorola's setup. That's not all the companies. That's not even counting the militaries. There's not just one satellite that you can avoid for a short period of time while it does its flyby and you're free and clear. It's a continuous monitoring from a multitude of satellites. There is no gap in monitoring. There is no way to escape this satellite system already put into place. And so, you might be asking the question, well, how in the world did we get into this kind of monitoring system? Are we literally being monitored from the sky like a bunch of caged rats? Well, once again, like with any other Big Brother type technology, we've been conditioned to accept it slowly but surely. The first way we've been conditioned to accept this Big Brother monitoring from the sky with satellites is they say it's for our own good. Yeah, right. But speaking of our own supposed good, of all people, Bill Gates, Mr. Population Control himself, is funding a satellite system called Earth Now that watches the whole planet now, all at the same time.
Imagine, you can see Earth like an astronaut and have the freedom to look where you want, when you want. Introducing Earth Now. A constellation of 500 satellites viewing Earth in real time, all the time. Equipped with extensive onboard processing to intelligently observe Earth with spot view imagers, 4 high-resolution cameras, and a global view imager, capturing ultra-wide-angle video. Real-time monitoring of high-value assets. You can follow migrating whales, catch illegal fishing in the act, observe and measure volcanic eruptions, and constantly watch hurricanes. You would be able to detect fires the instant they start, enhance news reporting, help cities be smarter, and assess crop health on demand. We will connect you visually with your Earth Now. Download the app on your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, use it in the educational system, or as you drive in your car. Earth Now.
Yeah, Earth Now, being monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from the sky with 500 satellites in real time. Thanks, Bill Gates. Of all things for you to work on. What are you up to? But don't worry, this is all for your good. It can find those whales lost in the ocean, capture those illegal poachers, detect those forest fires, and of course, watch over your city for your own good. And just to prove this is really for your good, we'll give you access to it. Who cares? So, what? That's like giving a rat in the cage its own webcam to watch himself. Yeah, he's free all right. Free to watch himself not be free. But that's not all. The second way we've been conditioned to accept this Big Brother monitoring from the sky with satellites is they say it's for our own convenience. I mean, haven't you heard of GPS? Isn't that convenient? Everybody uses it. And depends on it. In fact, here's a list of all the different uses for it. 1. Location. Determining a position. 2. Navigation. B. getting from one location to another. 3. Tracking. Monitoring objects or personal movement. 4. Mapping. Creating maps of the world. 5. Timing. Bringing precise timing to the world. And that's really needed if you're going to run the rat race in your rat cage of life. But isn't this great? With all these GPS satellites monitoring us at all times, we can never get lost, always find that loved one no matter where they are, have a map of the whole Earth, and of course have accurate time. And that's just one way companies are pushing this satellite coverage under the guise of personal convenience. Another one is Google. Google has already gone on record saying, "We want to be like the mind of God," but apparently when you look at their other technologies, they also want to be like the eye of God. Watching everything. Google is not only buying up satellite companies right and left, but they've been doing so for many years, and supposedly it's to provide us with great personal conveniences like Google Maps. Let's see how that works.
Trace Dominguez, D News reports.
Hey you, I can see you over there. Where you ask? Everywhere, because I can just pull it up on a satellite. Hey gang, it's me Trace here from D News. There was a time when satellites were conspiracy talk. Only available to high-level government officials, like spies. But thanks to Google Maps and Apple Maps, and Bing Maps, and MapQuest, and dozens of others out there, we can see satellite images every day for free. I use it to find the nearest Thai restaurant usually. When Google acquired their satellite imaging company in 2004, that changed the whole game. Anyone could look down on the planet and make comments. Today the actual satellite images are taken by companies like Deli Atlas, Digital Globe, EarthSat, Skybox and others. They are then sold or licensed to governments and companies for geology, mapping, urban planning, and shipment tracking. The applications are pretty much endless. A few months ago, regulators loosened restrictions on US-based Digital Globe, so last week they launched the new WorldView 3 satellite. Their highest resolution satellite ever. Which means, in a few weeks, maps could see resolutions as high as 25 centimeters. Basically, they will be able to see a piece of paper you are holding. They want to launch satellites with a 10-centimeter resolution, about the size of your phone screen.
Well hey, wait a second, I thought you told me this was for my own personal convenience to provide maps. Why would you want to have that kind of resolution? You're not doing something sneaky, are you? Yeah, their true colors come out in another service they have called Google Earth. Not just Google Maps but Google Earth, what does that tell you? And now they not only want to monitor and map all the streets on the Earth, but the whole Earth itself, all at the same time, in 3D.
This is Earth, all 196.9 million square miles of it. Google Maps is for finding your way. Google Earth is about getting lost. Google Earth is the biggest repository of geo-imagery, most photorealistic digital version of our planet. We're trying to create a mirror world and go anywhere. From mountains to cities to the bottom of the ocean, the imagery has been getting better and better. I was really curious to know how Google Earth was created. How many images actually make it up? And where do they come from? So how did we build Google Earth? The way it starts is we look at places that we want to collect imagery. And we collect it through a variety of different ways. One is satellites. Satellites give you the global views. That's all 2D imagery that is wrapped around the globe. When we get close to the ground, we get 3D data that we collect from planes. Yes, you heard right, planes. I had always assumed that every overhead photo of the Earth that I had seen was taken by satellite. I learned creating 3D imagery required special conditions. So, Google flies planes, or as I like to think of them, street view cars with wings. A typical flight to take photos is around 5 hours, except the planes aren't going around the country, they are making little zigzags over the area. So, it's north, then south, sort of like mowing a lawn. This pattern helps the photos overlap, and multiple cameras help to capture a place from different angles. There might be 5 different cameras, one looking down, and the other 4 looking forward, right, back, and left. This allows them to make a definite map. And that is just our understanding of how far the things are from the camera. We take all these various apps from the different cameras, stitch them together for what's called a mesh, which is a big 3D reconstruction of the place, we texture it, The texture is applied to the photography that we took to the sides of these 3D buildings. We did a collection of Yosemite National Park, and we were able to capture that in high fidelity with all the bends that a rock face might have. We use this product called Earth Engine that allows you to look at all of this data and, using computer vision, draw out insights from the things that are changing, so we can track deforestation in the Amazon because we can see how the trees are changing, shrinking and growing, and then from that we can generate a heat map of the most logged places on the planet. We can also do that with fishing to see the most overfished areas. And you can keep multiplying this, all the different levels of zoom that exist in Google Earth, which are over 20. Using Earth feels like one seamless world that you are just zipping around. Think about it as a health monitor for the planet.
What? What's that got to do with maps? A health monitor for the planet? Who do you think you are, Google? God? You not only want to be the mind of God, but you really want to be like the eye of God, apparently. In fact, they've already gone on record saying they have intentions of surveying the globe by taking pictures of the entire planet 3 times a day, including video footage. We'll be counting the ships, cars, shipping containers and trucks that move around our world on a daily basis. Not to mention people. In fact, here's a screenshot of just one article exposing this. Google's satellites could soon see your face from space. Google will soon have an unprecedented ability to spy on you from space with hyper-detailed photos and videos of the globe. Now here's the point. So much for fleeing in some horrible timeframe like the 7-year tribulation, when an order is given to worship the Antichrist who just declared himself to be God. You have no place to hide. And we just thought it was about personal convenience, you know, maps. Which leads us to the third way we've been conditioned to accept this Big Brother monitoring from the sky with satellites is, they say it's for our own protection. Now, did you catch that part about Google using planes? We've already been conditioned to see those Google streetcars everywhere taking photos of us. But who knew about the planes? Well, believe it or not, they're not the only ones using planes to monitor us. A lot of agencies have been doing it for years, including with drones. But hey, don't worry, it's all for your protection. Yeah, right. In fact, this is not only going on, but they're using drones and planes to monitor whole cities from the sky all at once. They call them persistent surveillance systems, and they monitor whole cities from the air. From Dayton to Compton and even Baltimore.
Ross of Persistent Surveillance Systems. There was a shooting on Gilmore Street yesterday. Lawrence and Preston, there was a shooting on that. I think there was a murder just one street over. Reporter. Ross is not a morbid news junkie. The reason he knows about all these shootings is because he saw them happen. In fact, he can bear witness to almost 18,000 crimes over the past few months. Right now, he is pulling into a parking lot in West Baltimore to show us how he sees it all. Ross, they got us. As he walks across the parking lot looking at his phone. Reporter, what, you just got a text? That text had come from Ross's office, miles away in downtown Baltimore. Back at his office, he asks, hey, Alec, what's going on? Alec shows him on the screen, this is where you were in the parking lot. Reporter, it was taken from a plane we could just barely see off in the distance while we were there. The camera wasn't pointed at us specifically. The plane was taking a picture of the entire 30-mile-wide radius of West Baltimore. That is one 30-mile image every second, all day, every day. And that is what it takes to witness 18,000 crimes. Ross, we do wide-area surveillance, we watch cities at a time and assist law enforcement in lower crime rates. We are essentially Google Earth Live with TeVo capabilities that allows us to follow people to and from crime scenes. Reporter, here's how it works. Ross and his team listen to emergency calls and police scanners to find the time and place of reported crimes. They go to the live feed that their plane is sending down and start to scroll back and forth through time to actually see the crime take place. Ross, so right here you can actually see 2 cars that match the description from the 911 calls. We are going to follow those cars and see if we can find the final location that they go to. We will also follow them backward in time to see if we can figure out where they came from. Reporter, when Ross has enough information, he compiles a report, hands it off to the Baltimore police, and then it's off to the next crime. Ross, we started off in Philadelphia, At one point we did operations here in Baltimore. Previously, we had operations in Indianapolis and Compton, Nogales, Mexico, Torreon, Mexico, Charlotte, and we hope to be here forever.
Excuse me? Forever? Well, that's certainly enough time to make it into the 7-year tribulation where this is going to come in handy for the Antichrist. Especially when people try to run and hide during some horrible time frame. But hey, don't worry, it's all for your protection. They say, it allows them to catch criminals in the act. And track crimes. For instance, in one case, we tracked a criminal as he approached a woman, grabbed her jewelry, and then ran to a getaway car. This technology watches 10,000 times the area that a police helicopter could watch. And we've all been conditioned to accept that too. What's the big deal? It's for our protection. They're using it to catch those bad guys. But that's just it. What if you became the bad guy, and who gets to define that anyway? That's the problem. But again, this monitoring from the sky is not only being done with planes but drones, including those little drones we saw before called micro-aerial vehicles or MAVs. Those tiny little drones that can not only be miniaturized but made to look like nature so you'd never know it was a drone. Including a bug. In fact, Hollywood is already helping us to see what this technology can do.
Movie clip from Eye in the Sky. The soldier takes out his cell phone and opens it up, then he takes out a pack of what looks like cigarettes. But when he opens the pack, there is a big black bug inside. He takes the bug out and places it on the cell phone, closes the cigarette box and proceeds. He pushes a button on his phone and the bug, which looks like a beetle, starts to spread its wings and fly. The soldier is watching what is going on across the street. There are people walking back and forth and a lady is selling bread out of her wagon. He pushes another button on his phone and the beetle flies towards the window of the building across the street. While this is going on, a person at headquarters is watching this on the screen. She can see everything through the camera that is inside the beetle. The beetle is a drone, a very small drone. There are other top officials also watching from another location. They are waiting to see if a wanted terrorist is inside the building. The beetle flies through the door and lands on a beam in the ceiling of the building and faces who is in the room. At this point, they know who is there and what they are doing without any of the occupants having the slightest idea that they are being observed.
Doesn't that bug you? It bugs me. Actual technology that Hollywood is depicting, not coming, but already here. And as we saw before, carries a payload that can take people out as well. Now here's my point. Stir all this together and here's what you get. Go back to our opening text. The Bible says in the 7-year tribulation, after the Antichrist shows his true colors and declares himself to be God, the abomination of desolation, that was spoken of by the prophet Daniel, there's going to be a horrible slaughter. He's going on a hunting spree. And Jesus says, don't go back to your house, don't worry about your cloak, just get out of there now, quick, flee, run, just get out of there and hurry. Why? Because a massive amount of people are going to die. They're not going to make it. Maybe it's because of all this satellite technology that scours the planet monitoring people, including people with microchips, combined with this drone technology. And I think you might have your answer for the first time in the history of mankind. That slaughter might look something like this.
Clip from Slaughterbots. Pilots directed almost 3,000 precision strikes last year. We are super proud of it. It allows you to separate the bad guys from the good. It's a big deal. But we have something much bigger. Your kids probably have one of these, right? He is talking about the tiny drone that is flying around his head. Not quite. Skill of a pilot? No, that skill is AI. It's flying itself. Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human. The stochastic motion is an anti-sniper feature. Just like your mobile device these days, it has camera and sensors, and just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition. Inside here are 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works. He turns it loose out over the audience and it flies back to the mannequin that is standing on the stage and flies right into the head, causing a big hole and the death of the mannequin, if it were alive. Did you see that? That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents. They used to say, guns don't kill people, people do, well, people don't. They get emotional, disobey orders, aim too high. Let's watch the weapons make the decisions. No, trust me, these are all bad guys. The video shows some guys breaking into a car to steal it. But they didn't get very far because the drone saw what they were doing and took them all out. Now that was an airstrike of surgical precision. It's one of a range of products. Trained as a team, they can penetrate buildings, cars, trains, invade people, bullets, pretty much any countermeasure. They cannot be stopped. Now I said this was big. Why? Because we are thinking big. Watch. A $25 million order now buys this. On the screen you see a plane that opens the back cargo door and thousands of these drones fly out. Enough to kill half a city. The bad half. Nuclear is obsolete. Take out your entire enemy. Virtually risk-free. Just characterize them, release the swarm, and the rest is easy. These are available now. We have a distribution network taking orders from military, law enforcement, and specialist clients. DN reports on the latest attack on the Senate. The nation is still recovering from yesterday's incident, which officials are describing as some sort of automated attack which killed 11 U.S. senators in the Capitol building. One senator reports, they flew in from everywhere and attacked just one side of the aisle. It was chaos, people were screaming. DN reports, you can see high windows, precisely small punctures to gain entry to the building. Another senator, I just did what I could for him, the things weren't even interested in me. They were just buzzing around. DN reports, sources have admitted that the intelligence community has no idea who perpetrated the attack. Relaxing fire legislation would be useless against these so-called slaughter bots. Stay away from crowds, when indoors, keep your windows covered with, protect your families, stay inside.
While the kids are in school, they start to hear some noises hitting the walls outside. The slaughter bots are flying right through the walls and into the classrooms. The students start running to try to get away, calling their parents to say goodbye.
DN News. Authorities are still trying to make sense of an attack on 12 university campuses worldwide, of which 8,300 students have been killed, and why they targeted some students and not others.
You know, like those who will worship that Antichrist and those who won't. This technology is not coming, but already here, just in time for the horrible slaughter Jesus warned about in the 7-year tribulation. But that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now, because this monitoring system of the Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to lead to a life of good times and personal convenience, but a system that allows them to have targeted assassinations. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?